This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's Thursday, the 7th day of April 2011. With me is Jody Beznoska. She's the Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. You've got dance in the hall tonight.
We do. We have Compañía Nacional de Danza 2, which is the national dance company of Spain. And I have been told that I have to be careful to not say that this is a Spanish, and I'm using air quotes around the word Spanish dance company, because a lot of people assume that Spanish dance is flamenco. And this is not. This is contemporary dance created by a Spanish company. So it's going to feel like a regular dance concert as opposed to a Spanish, you know, Latin sort of flavored concert. So that's tonight at 7 p.m. And there is a creative conversation at 6 p.m. beforehand, obviously. Then we'll have the show, and then we'll have a post-show party afterwards. We heard from a colleague of ours in Omaha, where this company was performing just the other night, and she said it was the most beautiful and inspiring dance show she's seen in years.
Wow.
So hopefully it will be a great night. Tickets are still available. They're only $10, most of them. They're part of the 10x10 art series, but that's, again, at 7 o'clock tonight. And then we skip a night, and then we move on to Saturday. 2 p.m., we have the Canadian Tenors, and that is our volunteer appreciation event. So we'll be honoring our volunteers who give us thousands and thousands of hours of their time over the course of the year. And then we'll have this wonderful concert with these Canadian singers who have been making the rounds of all of the talk shows and the TV shows, and everyone loves them. So I'm thinking that if you come out to this, even if you don't know who they are or if you haven't heard them, but if you like vocal music, this is a good show to come to.
And it's a Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
I mean, it seems intuitive to think it's a Saturday night, but be aware, it's a Saturday afternoon.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and it's perfect timing. You know, come down to Fayetteville and go to the market and wander around and enjoy the day. Hopefully the weather will hold up, and then come down and visit us at 2 o'clock. Then Sunday at 7 o'clock, again, strange times there, but 7 p.m. on Sunday is a double bill with the John Pizzarelli Quartet and the Kurt Elling Quintet. And this, there will be a creative conversation beforehand led by Robert Ginsberg and a post-show party afterwards, as usual. And this is, as we've mentioned, this is a unique show in that John Pizzarelli was the original show, but then because Kurt Elling's show was snowed out, we put them together.
Monday night, you have Chopped.
Monday night, Chopped in the Ozarks, the cooking adventure for four of our local chefs who will be given interesting baskets of ingredients that they will not know. They won't know what the ingredients are before they're given them.
But they all have the same ingredients?
I believe that is true. So it goes in rounds, and so you start with four chefs, and they all get the same ingredients, and they all have to make something out of those ingredients, and then they get judged. One of them gets eliminated or chopped, and then you do it again. And it was so much fun last year. Then Tuesday night is 7 p.m. David Sedaris, and he is on a just whirlwind tour. This is how he does his tours. He does something like 38 cities in 39 days or something crazy like that. And what we are hearing is that he is probably going to cut back on doing these kinds of tours because they are just so hard, you know, just exhausting. Imagine that. You're just bouncing from city to city.
That probably means 37, 38 flights.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know he's not direct connecting to all of those. Mm. And if any of them go, you know, if he gets stuck with travel, I can imagine it's a bit of a nightmare. Yeah. So we're delighted that he's coming back. He has his new book, Squirrel Meets Chipmunk, and Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk. And then he will do his readings, and he will do his Q&A, and he'll be out signing books afterwards. So that's 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Then we move on to, we're beginning to go into Artisphere programming. We have a concert with the University of Arkansas Music Department on the 15th, which is a Friday. And this is a concert featuring the work of Augusta Reed Thomas, who is a composer who has been in residence at the university as part of the McElroy Fellowship for a while now. And she has put together a concert with there's some nature themes in it, which is why I mentioned it as part of Artisphere. But it sounds like it's gigantic. The number of people who are involved in the show, everything from the Scala Cantorum at the university to a couple hundred local second graders who are going to be joining in somehow. Mm. But there's original work that will be premiered, and it sounds like it's going to be quite a night. And then going into the next week, we have a couple of concerts by the UA Music Department, the Campus Band and Wind Symphony, and the Concert Band and Wind Symphony. That's on the 19th and the 20th. Both of those shows are at 7:30. And then on the 22nd of April, which is Earth Day, we officially kick off Artisphere. And Artisphere is our Arts and Nature Festival. And this year we'll have a kind of a new fun kickoff event where we will both open up a new gallery exhibition and we'll have a free concert out on Tyson Plaza. Starts around 5:30 or so. And it's just a free come and enjoy it. And the exhibition is going to be smashing. We'll talk more about that later, but it's called Garden as Muse, and it's five living artists, and it's different interpretations of how they are inspired by their gardens, which is really neat. And it's everything from sculpture to painting to, you know, all kinds of different art forms. And then the Depew brothers, they do a concert called, or they have an album out called Weapons of Grass Construction. And I have the same reaction every time I look at it. It just makes me giggle. But they're a bluegrass band. But they're the Depew brothers, obviously, they are brothers, and they're all Juilliard trained. So they're classically trained musicians, mostly strings, but yet they've formed this fun, funky band that plays this great music.
And that's the free concert?
That's the free concert.
If I'm walking down Dixon Street,
uh-huh,
and I hear this, I can just walk into the
Tyson?
You can
just come up on Tyson Plaza and listen.
Well, fantastic.
And we'll be selling passes and hopefully giving away prizes and all kinds of fun things.
And that's the 22nd, Friday.
That's the 22nd, Friday. That's Earth Day. There's going to be all kinds of Earth Day activities happening in the area. So, and there's lots of concerts that night, too. There's one at George's. There's one out at the Amp. So it's going to be a great music night on the 22nd.
Yeah. Jody, thanks so much.
Thank you. And we should remind everybody,
yes,
that you can go to waltonartscenter.org to get your tickets, or you can go to 443-5600, or come down and see us at the box office. We're at 495 West Dixon Street, and parking is free until 2 p.m.
There you go. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.